Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. You belong here. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you. Thank you. You are precious to the Lord. Do not lean on your feelings. Hold on to Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. He loves you.
I belong here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are welcome here, welcome here, welcome, welcome to Block Talk Radio with myself, also known as Pastor Fran, Pastor Sapphire, Pastor Real. But as I've always said since I came to the Lord, I want to be known as faithful servant to who? To Jesus Christ, who is my Lord. Not just Jesus, Jesus Christ, Yahshua, our King of Kings, our great, 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 wonderful counselor, our wonderful, wonderful chief officer in command. So let's bow our heads together and come in agreement with God's word in Psalms 46. God's word in Psalms 46, in verses 7 and verse 11, it reminds us that God, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. That God, that Jesus, Jesus Christ is our Lord. That Father God is the chief officer in command. That he's always willing, able, and ready to help us when we're in trouble, when we're going through fear, anxiety, when we need him to move mountains, when we want him to bless the water, bless the air, bless our mind, because we know we can't go through anything without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that reigns over the nation as God sits in his holy throne. It is God, the people of God, the people of God of Abraham. He shields the earth because the earth belongs to God. He is exalted on this day. We love the Lord. We praise the Lord. We know that he is the ruler of our lives. We know that he could do beautiful things, that he could do great things, and that right now the world is being tested. The world is being tested. Every creature is being tested. Every creation is being tested. Everyone is being tested behind the things that are going on right now. Your love is being tested. Your righteousness is being tested. Your loyalty is being tested. Your faith is being tested. Your listening skills is being tested. But I've come with a great news from the King of Kings and from the Lord of Lords, that he does not want you to fear. He does not want you to lean on your own understanding. He wants you to self-examine yourself, because he wants you to have a life of abundancy, a life of rewards, a life of peace, a life of joy. See, this is a movement for 2020 and until Jesus comes, of movement where we enlisting those that want to be soldiers for the Lord of hosts, according to Psalms 46, verse 7 and 11. Yes, I'm going to read Psalms 46 right now, but I'm going to emphasize on verse 7 and 11. The word of God is blessed, and those that come to Block Talk Radio to hear from the Lord through my lips, you are blessed coming in and going out. So, Father God, I thank you for those that come on Block Talk Radio to hear from you, not from me. I am just being obedient, that they don't look at me, that they don't think about me, that they think about your word, that they meditate on your word. I thank you, Lord. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Your love of righteousness hates wickedness. So therefore, God, I come to you asking you to anoint this segment, to anoint me, to anoint everyone that comes with the oil of gladness, that they will have gladness, that they will know that you have come for those that want to be in a better place, those that want to know that you forgive and you forget, those that you want to let them know that because they believe in you and they worship you, that you will look out for them, that you will call them overcomers. So right now, Lord, I lift up your word. I lift up Psalms 46 and its title, God, the refuge of his people and conqueror of the nations, in the name of Yahshua. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as the break of dawn. The nations rage, the kingdoms are moved. His uttered voice, the earth melt. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God Jacob is our refuge, Salai. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. He be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Blessed be the name of the Lord and his word. Brothers and sisters, those that are listening, those that will listen in the future, those that will be listening that will be left behind, remember this, all that have ears and all that have eyes that can see and all those that want to be in a better place, that want to be more active, more in line with the plans of God, not the plans of the enemy. So brothers and sisters, I speak to you with passion. I speak to you with conviction. I speak to you understanding. And most important, I speak to you with the belief in the I am, with the activating my faith, activating what God has put in my heart, what God has put in his word, what God has promised, what I have inherited, what you have inherited if you're a believer in who? The Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the physician of all physicians. His word says in the book of Romans that if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved, because it is with your mouth that you confess and your heart that you believe. So confess today with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Look in the mirror and say, I confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, where every man shall bow down to, that he is the Lord, that he is the Savior, that he did die on the cross for my sins, that he did pay the penalty for my sins, that he is sitting right now at the right hand of Father God, that he is not laying up on a cross dead, that he is alive. So Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I receive you as my Lord, as my Savior. But I have to say something to you first, Jesus. I'm a sinner. You know that. Forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown. I repent. I regret. Help me to not commit no more sins. Help me in my weaknesses. Break every generational curse on my mother's side, on my father's side. Break curses that I've spoken against myself. Break curses that people have tried to curse me with, Lord. Lord, I love you. I need you. I want you. We're Pastor Friend on Block Talk Radio, and I ask you that you remind me that feelings will never get me closer to you. Feelings will not allow me to receive your blood, your power, your authority. I thank you, Lord, that feelings are not facts. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you in your word, you let me know that you are always ready, willing, and able to help me, to help me when I'm going through distress. I need you, Lord, right now. I know, Lord, that there's wickedness going on. There's viruses. The economy is going bad. But you are my Lord. You are my Savior. So therefore, I come to you right now asking you to forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown. Help me to forgive myself. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire of tongues with unknown language. Remind me every day, every minute, every second that you're coming, but nobody knows the time or the hour, and that I have to be awake, that I have to humble myself, that I have to surrender, that I have to obey, that I have to acknowledge that you have given me freedom, that you have given me choices, that you have left the Holy Spirit behind. And that your word says in John 14:12, greater miracles we will do because you're sitting at the right hand of God. So I'm going to believe that that is a promise. That is an inheritance. And I want to be a watchman of wars. I want to be salt on the earth. I want to be light on the earth. If you have said and agree with what I just affirm, confirm every day, know that there's angels watching. And there's a book called the Book of Life. The Word of God says in Philippians 2, chapter 9, verse 9 through 11, it says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So do not lean on your own understanding, because if you do, you still gotta bow down. If you don't believe, you still got to bow down. If you're an atheist, you still got to bow down. If you're agnostic, you still got to bow down. If you're a Muslim, you still got to bow down. The Word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 10 to 12, it says, and Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord for all the riches, blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Saved from what? Well, there's a whole lot of things we need to be saved from now. The economy, the schools, the racial division, the unemployment. We are right now to be affirming God's word, expecting our inheritance, and acknowledging that it is not about our resume, our past, our criminal history, our bank account, our IQ, our past, or our leaning our own understanding in the past, or our family background, or what we're going through right now. Today, I am making a call to those that want to enlist in the Lord's army and to being soldiers for the host, for the chief officer in command. The Word of God says in Romans 14, verse 7 and 8, for none of us lies for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. So if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, whether you lean on your own understanding or not, you belong to the Lord. So now let's activate his word. Let's activate his promises. Let's learn how to be soldiers. The Word of God says in Ephesians verse 4:22, it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. So brothers and sisters, once again, this is Pastor Fran, Pastor Sapphire, faithful servant of the Lord. This message is a message of God. It's not my message. It's a message of God. God wants to train you to be more godly. God wants you to navigate your challenges and how you respond to them. He wants you to maintain a godly mindset. He wants you to know that you are significant, and you are significant under the power and authority of the King of Kings, that you have inheritance, that he shed his blood on Calvary, that that blood is to be called upon, that that blood is to be acknowledged, that you are to split that blood, declare that blood on your doorpost, on every gate of your body, your nose gate, your eyes gate, your mouth gate, that you are to rebuke, you are to cast out, that you are to bind, you are to loose, and know that you have power. Power, power. Activate your faith in his promises. Speak his promises and his will in his life. Believe and expect miracles in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. He loves you. And the Jesus Christ that loves you is in me, and I love you. So I want to encourage you. Listen to these lyrics. For the glory of God.
Trouble never lasts for long.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, in closing, brothers and sisters and future soldiers for the Lord of hosts, please email me at pastorfran@ymail.com. I am excited for all those that will be obedient to what they have heard and what they believe in the word of God. It's not about me. It's about the word of God. It's about you being in a better place and being closer to the Lord so that you can see more of what he has for you, so that you can know that he has many people out here that want to help you to be in a better place, want to help you to be of good courage. So right now, I want to help you, and I want to manifest the prayers that is in my heart for you. You know, Peter received the keys of the kingdom after he received the revelation that Jesus was Christ, and that's in Matthew 16:16. So God has promised to make us joyful in the house of prayer, and that's in Isaiah 56:7. So as my ministry, the ministry that God has called me to, is called the House of God's Power, we have been, since the conception of the ministry, always activated the power and the authority and the significant knowledge that we have, that we're not just anybody, we're somebody, because we are children of the Most High. So we also continue to pray for all the nations. We pray for all unbelievers. We pray for those that are asleep and that need to wake up, because we believe that we should not only pray, but also enjoy prayer, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Prayer should yield an abundance of miracles and rewards. Those who enjoy the results of prayer will enjoy an exciting life. And I enjoy, with all my heart and all my soul, praising God and coming in agreement with God's plans for you. So let's come in agreement right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every living tongue that rises up against us will be in judgment, and God will condemn them, according to Isaiah 54:17. That we establish in righteousness, and oppression is far from us, according to Isaiah 54:14. That we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the Lord. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death, according to Galatians 3:13. We overcome, because greater is he that is in us than he who is in the world, according to John 1 John 4:4. And we come in agreement, and we stand in position in the evil day, having our lions girded about with our truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. That we are blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:3. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 53:5. Lord, we come in agreement, according to your word, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 16 and 18, that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So right now, we come in agreement, Lord, as you hearing our prayers, as you know our heart's desires, that we want you to take total control over this COVID-19 epidemic. We know that you're trying to get the attention of many. So as you're getting their attention, Lord, anoint them to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devil, that they receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness and reign in life through Christ Jesus, according to Romans 5:17. Lord, I ask you on behalf of the nation, on behalf of all those that will listen to this Block Talk Radio, that is a benefit for those, my Lord, that need to hear more from you, less from me, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know that you have called me, that that you have called me to be blessed and you have called me to be rich, because that's what your word says in Proverbs 10:17. So, Lord, as I am blessed and I'm called to bless the nations, I come in agreement with the plans that you have for me to daily load those that are willing and ready to hear that there are benefits and being chosen by God. Because when you're chosen by God, you're blessed. That's what the word of God says in Psalm 65:4. So thank you, Lord, that we are blessed coming in and that we're blessed coming out. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says that wherever two or three gathered in your name, that you in the midst. So, Lord, it will be me and those that come on Block Talk Radio, that they're going to know that it will be me and them come in agreement with your word. Because you said, Lord, there's power in your name. There's power when we touch and agree. There's power for those, my Lord, that trust in you, that receive the abundance of grace. So, Lord, we thank you that we receive that abundance of grace, that we know that you're famous. You're famous for delivering, for healing, that you're healing many right now that are unemployed. You're blessing many of those that have been infected by the virus, because you favor your children, Lord, and you let the enemy know that they cannot trump over your children, over your children, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that your favor is upon the lives of all those that are listening, that want to see your arm be revealed in their life, according to John chapter 12, verse 38. Lord, let them know and understand the mysteries of your kingdom, as your word says in Mark 4:11. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we have hope in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have no copyrights to this song, but I dedicate this song to every future listener.
Make way to the mountains, reach to the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Just a world of flying, sing God will strive, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you. God, I believe in you. Reach out inside of me. Only your power for to see. Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit,
and pour on us. Over and over.
No fear.
Believe. have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do what you are faithful for, what you're famous for, what you favor us for. All of that, Lord. We need you. We have one more worship song that I have no copyright of. I lift up the name of Jesus to bless you.
It's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we may need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you.
Hallelujah.
In your last rain, in your last rain. Say your last rain. Hey, say your last rain. Hey, if we want to need you before, we need you now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we need you now.
We need you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No one.
Lord, last but not least, I lift up our President Donald Trump, his wife, and all those throughout the entire United States that are being affected, influenced, possessed by this virus. And Lord, your word says I have power and authority to trample over snakes and scorpions. So I come in agreement, Lord, with that power and authority you've given me, that you, my Lord, deliver, that you liberate, that you bless, that you prolong the lives of all those that are being affected by this virus, my Lord, all those that are leaning on their understanding, that is a disease as well, my Lord, those that what they speak out their mouth should not be in their heart, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you, my Lord, that you transfer the minds, my Lord, and that you remind people to think before they talk, and that you're watching, and many people are being exposed by what's coming out their mouth. What's coming out their mouth don't align with your word. So we need your rain, my Lord. We need your rain.
No other world will ever do.
No, sir.
Oh, Lord, we need a touch from you. We need a touch from you.
Hallelujah. We need a touch, we need a touch, and we need a touch. So remember to always seek the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, and ask him to forgive you for your sins, known and unknown. But repent, turn from your wicked ways. Do not lean on your own understanding and especially your feelings. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He lives in me, and I love you too. Always remember that I'm here to give you words of encouragement according to biblical principles and promises. In Jesus Christ's name, until next time. Hallelujah.
somebody like you just to include me. You could have left me out, but you wouldn't have it that way. When I stepped out of the line, your love stepped in my place, and I belong here. Hey, I wanna stay here forever. I won't be